good Saturday morning, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. And of course, today is Saturday, March 18th, 2023. I'm Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining us. And we have another full day of racing. And folks, it is a nice 11 race card out at Santa Anita today. Post time will be at 12:30. And we hope that we see you out there. And just a quick reminder, tomorrow also, there are, how many races are tomorrow? Well, I'll tell you, you know, it gets 11, kind of not used to seeing this on the weekend. Sometimes, of course, on Saturday, big cap day, they'll load up the card. But they're getting the races that got rained out. They're making them up, so they're adding them to the card. And it's kind of nice. 11 races both today and tomorrow. And, well, the result is a nice, solid card. So we hope that you get involved. If you've already done your homework, that's great. Hats off to you. But why not augment what you've already done and get our selections as well? Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. You can get a low daily rate as well as deep discounted multiple day rates. We have weekend specials. And hey, we're doing Gulfstream Park right now, hitting that Gulfstream. Hallandale, Florida, 35% winners on top. So you don't want to miss out on that. It's all at horseracing-selections.com. All right, I'll get off the soapbox. Let's get to the reason why you're really here. And start going over the card. Quick reminder, yesterday on our show, we said that Flavion Pratt was going to start waking up, and he had another nice day yesterday. And so let's keep an eye on him. I think we can all say that Juan Hernandez has wrapped up the riding title. The trainer title is still very much up for grabs with D'Amato and Baffert going head-to-head. So lots of interesting racing ahead of us. We kick off today again with a first post of 12:30. The first race, 5.5 on the turf. This is a B race, a maiden special await event for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And some changes here. We've got Lulu Lemon Drop debuting with Lasix. Jennifer's Delight, also adding Lasix today. Heart of the Night will be adding Lasix, and Emperor de Oro adding Lasix, and Hot Tea, drawn on the outside, will also be racing with Lasix today. So keep that in mind. Nice way to start off the card today. That first race is a good one. Well, things don't look real good in the second. We have a mile on the dirt. It's a claiming event for 4-year-olds and up, which have never won 3 races, claiming price in for a tag of 20, we gave this a D race. Now, you know what that means. That's our opinion. We are staying clear of this race. If you do purchase our selections, you do get a 1, 2, 3, just like all the rest of them, with a race analysis. But D races to us are just not races that they just don't offer value. And it could be because the field size, which is the case here, you got a 5-horse field. It could also mean that there's a heavy morning line favorite here that looks like he's going to win, doesn't offer value. But that doesn't mean that you can't get involved. If you go to the races once or twice a year, if you go once a month, if you go out with $100 and you say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to have fun, I'm going to bet and have a good time, that's great. Certainly get involved, and you might really like a horse in here. Let's say you like the rail horse, Granada Flavor, who's going off at 8-1 in the morning line. So get involved. But for you folks that are serious, that you go to the races all the time, you know, if you want to turn a profit, you have to pick your spots. The second race is not a race to do that. I'm sorry. All right, the third race. This is where your free handicapping seminar comes into play. This is 5.5 furlongs on the turf. It's a maiden special weight for cowbred or cow-sired maidens, 3-year-olds. The rail is at 10 feet. And from the rail out, we have My Ransom at 4-1 with Giovanni Frankel. Barely Functional, that's me in the morning, 6-1. Roberto Gonzalez. Ricky Gonzalez, rather. I'm sorry there, Ricky. Topper's Wager, 15-1, Abel Cedillo. both at fault, 5-1 with Louis Contreras. Stan from Malibu, 5-1. Johnny Velasquez, Gold Express, 15-1. Diego Herrera. Finally, an Eddie, not named after me, 5-1. Mario Gutierrez, not for lack of effort, 15-1 with Kyle Frey. And Boss Sully, drawn on the outside, at 5-2. Okay, let's go break it down from the rail out. My Ransom, making his 10th career start today. He added front wraps in his last race. Goes for low-profile connections. However, his last race, guess what, folks? It was his career best when he was a runner-up going 6.5 on the flat. And interestingly enough, he ran second behind Catalina Eddy, who, folks, turned out to be a pretty decent horse. That horse can run. So what happened in this race? Well, I got to tell you, I think it was just a fluke. 45-1, he runs the race of his career. Now, arguments could be made. Hey, he's starting to improve. He's learning what it's all about. Giovanni Franco's riding him back. If you want to take 4-1 on this horse, good luck. My hat's off to you. We did not. Barely Functional, 6-1, making his debut for Antonio Garcia. These are, again, low-profile connections. Now, when I say low-profile connections, I'm not saying that they can't train or that they're, you know, don't bet it because of the barn. It's just that they don't send out a lot of horses and, throughout the year. Garcia started 45 horses last year and didn't saddle any winners. But look at what he's doing today. He sent out 6. He's 1-2 with a third. 50% in the money, 33% win. That's what I mean by low profile. So don't confuse that with a barn that's hopeless. This horse has got a little bit of turfy breeding on the bottom side. At 6-1, you should certainly take a look at him. However, Garcia is not and has never been the type of trainer that's going to send out a rocket ship in their debut. They usually improve with racing, and we think that's the case here with Barely Functional, the two horse. Topper's Wager, we didn't use this horse either. Marcelo Polanco, low profile connections, but we certainly know what this guy can do. He has sent out some very nice horses throughout his career. And this horse has certainly Son of Grayson made a rather blah debut. 65-1. He did have excuses. He was off slow, and then he was steadied repeatedly after that. Didn't get the best of trips. Cedillo is riding back. Will he improve with racing? Definitely. Will he improve enough to hit the board here? You know what? I've seen worse long shots. Topper's Wager here. If you have a bankroll that would include using a knockout horse or a long shot, I would not talk you off throwing this guy in your early pick 5 ticket, or pick 3, or just throwing one up against the wall. Win, place, and show bet on Topper's Wager. He's not without a look. But again, full disclosure, we did not use him on our pick 5 ticket. But he might be your cup of tea. And the more I look at him now, I'm beginning to wonder maybe I myself won't dive in and use him as a little bit of an outside saver play. Both at fault, we used as our third horse here, Edward Freeman. This horse is definitely improving. He's got improving numbers. He fits the pattern. Square Eddie on the turf. You can do a lot worse than that, folks. And Louis Contreras, he's getting a rider upgrade here. Contreras was aboard him in his debut, and I think both at fault will definitely be a contender here. Stan from Malibu is adding blinkers off of a dull effort in his debut. He did break a little slow. Then he was pulling, he got rank. He should improve off of that race, and he's adding blinkers. Gold Express, 15-1. Antonio Garcia's other horse in here. This is another horse that has got a little bit of turfy breeding on the bottom side, but we did not use him. Diego Herrera is a hustling jockey, and we'll put this guy in a position to do well. But if he's good enough to win here, we don't think so. Not yet, anyway. Finally, in Eddie's, the horse that we used on top for Simon Callahan. Mario Gutierrez is riding back. This is a horse that ran much better than his running line indicates in his debut back in February. And we think he's going to improve enough to be able to get the job done. He exits that race with Catalina Eddie and My Ransom. So was a decent fourth in that race, beat three. Simon Callahan tends to, his horses tend to improve with racing. And his horse fits the pattern here. So we used Finally an Eddie here on top. Not for lack of effort, 15-1, taking off the blinkers off of a very dull debut. What's interesting with this guy is that he showed nice tracking speed early, and called it a day early on. He's taking off the blinkers. Maybe he'll relax a little bit more and improve. We like the fact that Kyle's riding back and Jeff Mullins is throwing the saddle on. He's going to need to improve a lot, I think, to be effective here. Boss Sully, 5-2 on the outside here. Brian Corner, we used him as our second horse. This is another horse that ran much better than looked in his debut. He was off a step slow, then he became rank. He pulled, then he was caught wide. He's going to improve a lot here second time out. So, how do we see the third race? We used Finally an Eddie on top. Boss Sully as your second horse. Both at fault as the third horse, and I think we've decided to use Topper's Wager as a sneaky long shot knockout horse in the pick five. I think we're going to go back and we're going to add him ourselves. I think I've convinced myself. You know, sometimes folks, and I think it goes for you as well, you'll spend numerous hours the night before looking at a race, and then you'll look at it the next day with fresh set of eyes, and you'll say, what in the hell, what was I thinking? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? Sometimes it can be good. Sometimes it can be bad. Sometimes it costs you more because you're adding horses, but we're going to do that here. We're adding Topper's Wager. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. We'll turn the page to the fourth race, a flat mile, an allowance optional claiming event. This is a D race. You know what that means. However, our free play of the day comes in here. Now, how can this race be a D race and we're going to give you a free play? Well, because without this horse wouldn't even exist. We probably wouldn't even have handicapped it, to be quite honest with you. Mongolian Panther, the three horse with Giovanni Franco, Librato Baraccio, and Mia Familia Racing Stable do very well together. Now, this horse has got declining numbers, which is usually not a good thing. However, this horse is well spotted, second time back from a layoff, so I think the declining numbers can kind of he was going sour during that period, and I think the connections realized that, and that's why they gave him some time off. And came back with a decent return race. He was second behind Galavi. And he's well spotted here. Giovanni Franco's riding back. And Mongolian Panther, the number three horse in the fourth race, is your free handicapping seminar play of the day, and or radio play, rather. And he's got a good shot of beating the morning line favorite here, Your Honor, the horse drawn to his outside. So the fourth race, number three, Mongolian Panther, your free podcast play of the day. The fifth race is a starter allowance race, a mile on the turf. This is where our best bet of the day comes into play here. And we gave this race overall rating a C race. Turn the page to the sixth, six furlongs. This is a maiden special weight event, a B-plus race, three-year-old maidens. The pick six jackpot carryover kicks off here with a carryover of 116,500 $1,678. And this, my friends, is a nice race here, the sixth race. The seventh race is a flat mile on the turf. This is the China Doll, $100,000 event. Folks, this race is a, we like a horse in here quite a bit in the seventh. If you want in on that, visit it. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. You'll get a 1, 2, 3 with a full race analysis. Turn the page to the eighth race. This is a mile race, maiden claiming. Maidens, three-year-olds, a claiming price of $30,000, going a flat mile on the dirt. And we gave this a C race. Mongolian Rocket is making his debut here for Anish Gabbat with Albador Ausgador up. And he is at 15-1 on the morning line. The ninth race, starter optional claiming, a B-minus race, 5.5 on the turf. One of the horses in here that we like, her name quite a bit, is the Real Horse, Quick Like a Bunny. And certainly wasn't the case last time we saw her, but she does have improving numbers. She's a nice price at 15-1. Is this an endorsement to bet her? Absolutely not. But I'm just telling you, that's one of our favorite horses we like hearing Frank call during the races. Big Beauty adding blinkers in here, and Topolina also adding blinkers. The 10th race, a B race, maiden special weight, 6.5 on the dirt. It is for maidens, fillies, 3 years old. And Mahina, the four horse here, adding blinkers. And this is a nice little race here. Ruby Nell coming out of the AG Bullet Race. Three Strands is coming out of a race. I'm going to do a little quick research here for you right now. This race all of a sudden is standing out and should be, because the winner of the last race yesterday, Window Shopping, absolutely aired in the 10th race, and Three Strands is coming out of that race, was third. So this is a powerful play here, folks, and keep that in mind when you do your handicapping today. Full disclosure here, we're going to have to reanalyze the 10th race a little bit, I'm afraid. Ruby Nell, 8-5 morning line. It's going to take a lot of money coming out of an AG Bullet race, and that filly certainly has ability. She ran second to her. And then, of course, then you've got the Bob Baffert. I mean, I don't care. He's got two in here, folks. Anytime Bob Baffert sends out a horse, you've got to pay attention. This is a daughter of Arrogate, and we're talking about Enclosure. And then Pleasant is a daughter of Munnings. Johnny V rides Pleasant. Juan Hernandez rides Enclosure. Ruby Nell. Then you've got Three Strands that added intrigue now coming out of that key race yesterday. This is a good one. The 10th race today at Santa Anita. And finally, we close things out in the 11th, about 6.5 furlongs on the turf. This is a B-minus race. It's an allowance affair, and it is down the hill. Hopefully, they will be running it down the hill. Remember, yesterday's turf racing was all canceled because of the recent weather. Draw a line through Really Big News and draw a line through Circle of Champions. They will not be running in the 11th, and the 11th is a very solid race as well. So you've got some good racing ahead of you today out at Santa Anita. We hope you join us. Check us out at horseracing-selections.com. And until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. Cash those tickets. And, of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow for today at Santa Anita for Sunday's card. Have a great rest of your Saturday, folks. Talk to you again soon.